This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Around 6 a.m. on Saturday, a Bethel police officer shot a man armed with axes at Alba's coffee shop, according to a press release by the Bethel Police Department. The man was taken to the emergency room where he was treated for a non-life-threatening injury. No officers or other citizens were injured. The press release does not include the identity of the man who was shot. The Bethel Police Department stated it first received a report of a man outside the main AC store threatening people with an axe. Two police officers responded and located the man at Alba's coffee shop across the street from AC. Police said he had two axes and threatened the officers with them. One officer fired his pistol, striking the man. The two officers who were on the scene are on routine leave pending an administrative investigation. Bethel PD has asked the Alaska Bureau of Investigation to review the shooting. The press release states both officers on the scene had body cameras that were on during the event. The video has been given to the Alaska Bureau of Investigation. This is a developing story, and KYUK will update as we confirm more details. Turning to economic news, state legislators are calling on Governor Mike Dunleavy to declare a fisheries disaster for the Yukon River and Norton Sound following last summer's poor salmon runs. A letter to the governor from Senator Donnie Olson and Representative Neil Foster says, quote, Yukon River fishermen experienced a 97% decrease in harvest compared to 2019, which equaled a loss of over $1.9 million. Norton Sound fishermen experienced an 87% decrease in harvest and a loss of over $1.7 million. The legislator's letter follows similar requests this fall from the Norton Sound Economic Development Council, the Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association, and the Yukon Delta Fisheries Development Association. Yukon River Drainage Fisheries Association Executive Director Serena Fitka says there's widespread support from villages along the river to declare a disaster.
We received a number of resolutions and support letters that span across the Yukon River Drainage. There's some tribes that already drafted resolutions and letters and sent them directly to the governor's office.
Fitka says she and other fishery organization leaders are working with the two legislators to communicate with the governor's office and anticipate hearing back on the request this week. In the meantime, she says the Tanana Chiefs Conference has provided fish to some Yukon River villages where the pandemic is further limiting access to food. Now in education news, the Lower Kuskokwim School District is continuing to adapt to the growing number of COVID-19 cases in Bethel. To avoid crowds, the school district will deliver meals directly to students' homes starting today. Previously, LKSD was delivering meals at several bus stop locations in Bethel where children and their families could come pick up the food. If you have a student in Bethel, district employees will place the meals on your porch, knock on your door, and wait until you receive the meal. LKSD says it cannot leave meals on the porch unless there is someone home to accept them. You will need to pre-order the meals, which you can do at lksd.org or by calling 545-8844. That's 545-8844. Many village sites are already delivering meals directly to homes. In municipal news, tonight, Bethel City Council will hold a special meeting to interview four candidates for the position of Bethel City Manager. The meeting is open to the public. The candidates come from across the United States and two have previously worked in Bethel City government. Candidate Pete Williams has the most experience in Bethel. He's the acting city manager. Williams served as the city port director for many years and as acting city manager three separate times. He was officially hired for the city manager position in 2017, where he served for 2 years. City Council fired him from that job in a 4-3 vote. Another candidate, Jeanette Bauer, also has Bethel experience. She formerly worked as the Bethel City Clerk. Most recently, she served as a city administrator in Minnesota for a town of 4,000 people. The third candidate, Donald Culey, began working in the public sector a few years ago. Most recently, he worked as Chief Innovation Officer for Palm Coast, Florida, population about 88,000. He resigned after 1 year. The final candidate, Scott McClure, has worked in city government since 1989. He most recently worked as city manager in a town in Oregon where he was fired without cause after just 4 months. Lastly, in our daily COVID count, over the weekend, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 138 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the region. In alphabetical order by community, there were 13 cases in Akiak, 1 in Aniak, 24 in Bethel, 4 in Congiganak, 63 in Kotlik, 6 in Gweethluk, 1 in Newtok, 5 in Pilot Station, 13 in Scammon Bay, 7 in Tuluksak, and 1 in an unnamed YK Delta village. Also this weekend, the Health Corporation announced 1 death, 1 medevac, and 1 Bethel hospitalization for COVID. There are 369 active cases in the region. Since March, YKHC has announced 2,767 cases, 15 medevacs, 34 Bethel hospitalizations, and 15 deaths. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.